Check the rock. Hello and welcome to Udcast episode 5, recorded here at the Sound Lab at the Brandeis School of San Francisco, exploring the Souls curriculum with you once again. I am Dan Glass, head of school here, and thought we'd start this week in honor of Shimon Peres of blessed memory, who passed this week, start, as is our tradition, with a poem, in this case a poem by the great Yehuda Amichai, whose book, this new collected edition, or a couple years old now, edited by Robert Alter, accompanied me in a trip around Israel this past March. This is a poem called Those Were Days of Grace, which is a Robert Alter translation. Those were days of grace, once I heard someone say, in days of loneliness and sorrow on a wintry street. For days of grace, one also needs at least two, the one who grants grace and the one who receives. When they part, the grace too does not remain, or spills into the street as from a broken pipe. Religions don't offer grace. They only recall empty time, with bells, with the muezzin's cry, with siren and shofar and knocking on the door in the days of penitential prayers. God they cannot recall, nor his grace. From the day sacrifice came to an end, everyone is left with himself to sacrifice. So I thought that would be a nice place to start this week in thinking about Shimon Peres, as I am doing, as we are going to be doing here together today. You know, we lost this sort of monumental figure this week in Shimon Peres, who was truly a great public servant and statesman for the state of Israel, a change maker of the sort that our first graders study, and a seeker of peace, a Rodef Shalom. In reading through the various outpourings of memory that followed his passing, I came across a really interesting piece in Haaretz that celebrated his countless contradictions. In it, the author really builds the idea around a quote from Nietzsche about leading an impactful life, and he says, "One is fruitful only at the cost of being rich in contradictions. One remains young only on condition that the soul does not relax, does not long for peace." Certainly it was a restless soul that allowed Peres to do so much work across so many different public offices for Israel. But where my mind went upon reading this piece was to Walt Whitman's iconic section of Song of Myself, perhaps the single clearest statement of his poetics. "Do I contradict myself? Very well, then, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes." For Whitman, this contradiction is the contradiction of democracy, the process of many voices becoming one. And I would say it's equally the contradiction of Shimon Peres's work, of the paradoxical relationships between defense and peace, which were two of the major projects that defined his life's work. What's interesting to me is those three lines from Whitman are oft cited, oft-quoted lines, but there's a line that follows that you very rarely see where Whitman says, "I concentrate toward them that are nigh. I wait on the door slab." That fourth line, I mean, it's truly, it's less memorable in its phrasing. It's not quite as beautiful or as finely wrought as the lines that precede it. But I think it's really important in understanding the why of those contradictions. The work of containing multitudes is the work of the future. We find a path forward in the challenges and disjunctions of encountering difference. Whitman was always a future-focused poet. He has a really, truly beautiful poem called Poets to Come that I've cited in previous Words of the Week last year that I recommend to all of you. And Peres also did his work with an eye toward a more stable and just peace in the future for Israel. This seems important right now, not just in the mode of memory and recollection and appreciation, but also in the mode of preparation, looking ahead to Rosh Hashanah. And thinking about the high holidays that are upcoming, I've been reading through a book by Rabbi Alan Liu called This Is Real and You Are Completely Unprepared, The Days of Awe as a Journey of Transformation. And I absolutely love that that title. It's hard not to feel a little amazed at times at how real and unprepared for it we all are. So how real the world can be and how unprepared we can feel. I find that's especially true in parenting and in the real-time work of parenting for which you have to encounter solutions in the moment that the problems arise. You rarely have opportunity to stop and truly prepare yourself. So Tanya Lowenthal, our director of admissions, initially gave that book of Alan Liu's, Rabbi Liu's, to me. And Rabbi Liu, some of you may know, was a much-loved figure in the San Francisco Jewish community, a longtime rabbi at Congregation Beth Shalom, a real champion of mindfulness and meditation in Jewish practice, and someone that has had a big influence on Jewish life here in town. And so in this book, he writes, "The great journey of transformation begins with the acknowledgement that we need to make it. It is not something we are undertaking for amusement, nor even for the sake of convention. Rather, it is a spiritual necessity, and our need to be more conscious, to awaken from the deep dream that has held us in its thrall, is always there." As I think about the journey ahead, both for myself, but also the work we're doing with our children to prepare them, for the future, capital F, I'm grateful for the examples of contradiction and complexity offered by Shimon Peres and his life and work, and the many who came before him and us. I'm glad to live in a world where our souls do not relax, a world of spiritual necessity and infinite possibility. So as my intention, you know, in the spirit of intention setting for the new year, and also not just for the new year, but in thinking about how I want to arrive at these moments of reflection and awe that constitute the high holidays in the many ways that we acknowledge and celebrate them, I have this intention. I want to stand on the doorstep to welcome this new year, holding all of our differences and contradictions in my heart and knowing their capacity for transformation. And I think Shimon Peres, may his memory be a blessing, and may his memory be this kind of blessing to us. So I wish you all weekends full of powerful contradictions and thoughtful preparation. I wish you a peaceful Shabbat for those of you listening on Shabbat, and a big Shana Tova to everyone who is listening. What a wonderful year this has been here in the Brandeis School of San Francisco's community. I look forward to another wonderful year together. So Shana Tova.